This is part two of a three-part series. So why is fire so crucial for an upland pine ecosystem? The health of an upland pine depends on frequent low-intensity fires. When fire is not allowed to burn this ecosystem, non-pyrophytic species like laurel oaks encroach and create shade and deep leaf litter. Over time, the rich and diverse pyrophytic understory of the community will rapidly decline. Essential species like wiregrass and longleaf pine cannot reproduce in these conditions because there is little exposed soil and seedlings perish from a lack of sufficient sunlight. When NATAL began in 1994, its upland pine areas consisted of mature longleaf pines projecting above a canopy of laurel oaks. No wiregrass or young longleaf pines grew beneath. In essence, the upland pine ecosystem was out of balance and unsustainable. As you continue to walk, pay close attention to the understory around you. In order for both wiregrass and longleaf pines to maintain their hold in the land, they litter the ground in highly flammable leaves and needles to promote needed fire. Longleaf pine development especially is key to the cycle of these burns for it to mature properly. For about 4 years, longleaf pine seedlings remain in a grass stage, where they resemble a tuft of grass. This stage is protected from fire because its bud remains in the ground. The rocket stage develops when the below-ground parts store enough food to allow the bud to grow quickly to a safe height on a thick, fire-resistant stem. Fire clears the undergrowth of debris, fuels the growth of new upland pines, and facilitates the reproductive cycles of many understory species. Upland pine ecosystems are not only fire-adapted, but seem to cultivate the conditions for frequent fires. So how did these fires occur before human settlement? And why was fire suppressed in the U.S.? Lightning-ignited fires have played a fundamental role in shaping the evolution of natural communities in Florida and much of the southeastern coastal plain. Prior to human influence, natural fires would have burned in a mosaic pattern, at semi-random frequencies depending on the community type. Lightning-ignited fires are most common after prolonged droughts or during the transition from dry to wet seasons, which is about April to June in Florida. Added fun fact, Florida is also the lightning capital of the U.S., which helps explain the historical abundance of these pyrophytic ecosystems. Fire suppression became the dominant form of forest management in the early 1900s, when the federal government actively discouraged natural and prescribed fires in the South, which would have been common practice in rural areas. In recent decades, this policy has changed, but expanded human land use has reduced the spread of natural fires, and has made prescribed burns more challenging to implement. Please continue to part 3.